I've got this ball and chain, this invisible ball and chain that they just won't let go, and there's always, you know, court, or there's some sort of form of bail. And I had to hook up with Rossi Morgan and get in touch with his drug and alcohol and stuff like that. I never did. I had too many other things going on, trying to get housing. I've been out of the community for a while. I've been slowed over in South Australia. I've been a Mexican over there, south of the border.
Mexico way?
Down Mexico way. They're dirty on a quarry over there. Yeah.
Paulie, tell us a little bit more about what you see the problems are when you, you know, when you get out of here. What are some of the bigger issues that you face?
I think it's housing. It's a lot to do with housing, trying to find stability. When the courts, they want you to do drug and alcohol, they want you to apply yourself and, you know, to better yourself, but you can't do it. If you haven't got the stability behind you, mate, you can't do it. And you find yourself, you know, in shared accommodation, you know, you end up at, like, Georgie Wright. I'm not dissing you, Georgie Wright. I love that hostel, you know, yeah. WT owners and stuff like that. But, I mean, you've only got one housing worker that's going into bat for you and, you know, it's a lot harder and...
So it's pretty fundamental, the security of your tenure. That, you know, I agree entirely what you're saying there, and it's always been an issue for blackfellas. You know, we're not able to develop as a people, and it's fundamental that we've got stable housing. You know, we've got, you know, the basic needs taken care of, and it's still an issue out there, and it's been an issue for a long time for blackfellas.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And it's like there's a revolving door syndrome in terms of the prison system here. And
the cycle hasn't
stopped. We've got to break that cycle.
It hasn't stopped. It's still, I mean, I just sat up in the yards and I've seen the young fellas that are coming through now, these pups that are pumping through the system now. And, you know, them boys that blew up in the 80s, our $3 check, black brothers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sport of the States, you know, it was always said to us, and Robbie, you was there, you know, that we were supposed to save that generation. And we're not saving them because they're still coming through.
Mm.
They're more vicious. They're more sporadic now. And you know, they sit back and they wonder why our crimes are so horrific, so you know, so shocking, you know. And we know not what we do. You know, Aboriginal people have been in brick and barbed wire in all over Australia since Federation. Yeah. We can take our shit back to the First Fleet. You know, my philosophy is the white man's world, it's the black man's jail. You know, and don't get me the wrong way, the community out there. You know, I've gained everything from prison. Nothing has society hasn't contributed not one bit to me. I've got the education from jail. I've got university stuff from jail, TAFE stuff from prison, the pats on the back, even down to my triple bypass. Mm. Because we're all dying through diabetes now. You're finally getting us. You finally got us. You know, they're finally doing us in. You know, and I can't say it strong enough that lay off the sugar. You know, get your heart checks and cholesterol and all that done. You don't have to come to jail to get it done. But a lot of people are just dying from heart disease. I've just lost 3 family members within a spate of a year. My mum, my auntie, my little blister.
Yeah.
Yeah, diabetes now is our biggest killer, I suppose, in the communities.
Yeah, heart problem.
Yeah, mate, it's wiping us out. I mean, I'm 37 and I've got a triple bypass already, mate.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got valve problems already. You know, I've got the little valve that I've got a little ticker thing that gets tick, tick, tick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've got to be teed up for that. You know,
a pacemaker.
Well, virtually, I coded pink, you know. I think it's a code pink when you drop, and I called it a storm in a teacup. But I coded here, and I was taken to St. Vinny's and all that, and they wanted me to have an angiogram and that. And when I had me bypass in South Australia from Port Augusta, I mean, I was shackled down to the bed, ankle shackled to the bed, and I had to go through this procedure on my own. It was one of the most traumatic experiences that I ever had to feel, because all my family was there. I'm a Koori, you know. I'm over
but it's
here.
Getting younger in our community that we're having heart problems too, as well.
Yeah,
and diabetes and
it's killing us in an alarming rate, mate. And I can't stress it enough, mate, that we need to get into the health service. Chest pains, you know. us 20 port drinkers and our Moselle drinkers and, you know, our needle users and all that kind of caper, you know. I implore you, I can't stress it hard enough that you go and get yourself checked out, mate, before it's too late, because too many of us are dying. You'd know that, Gillard. Yep. You know, how many people do we bury every year now through diabetes and heart-related diseases?
It's a lot.
It's a shock. And they finally got us, you know. Yep. They're finally getting us.
Paul, I reckon you're right on the money there, and it's a 200-year-old issue for black folks in this country. When this country was colonised, it was established as a convict penal colony.
I'm an urban Aboriginal, mate. I'm straight out of the gutter. I'm a bilo child. You know, I still pour my shit under cereal under the tap, mate, with no name butter and no name bread. There's something about that, you know what I mean? And I don't shop at Coles, and stuff like that. I'm an urban Aboriginal, mate, and I'm a $3 check. And most of the brothers that you see strutting here are from the same gutter. You know, housing commission, housing and stuff like that. And there's other people now, other minorities now that are superseding Aboriginal people, mate. And I see it with my own eyes and I don't like it. It's part of the reasons why I'm here. And it hurts me that all these other minorities that are pumping through in Australia and they're superseding us, mate. And with the housing and stuff like that and... It really, really hurts me that I have to come to jail now. I have to do a little stint. I have to do 3-4 months jail. So now my wife's all right now. She's got transitional housing, you know. But I had to come to jail to get that.
Yeah.
So
I can hear what you're saying, brother.
You know what I mean, Robbie? You know what do you do, Budge?
You seem like you have to be an offender to receive any benefits.
Definitely,
or
it all
welfare
comes out
from
of jail.
The system. You know, there's nothing there really in the area of promoting average culture or preventing these issues. The money's not there. It's all in the putting the band-aids on at the end of the day.
Yeah, more guards, more bars, and you know, more walls.
So it's self-sustaining in terms. You know, like, it's like they need Aboriginal people to be offending all the time because it's upholding a big part of this system, and it's keeping us down. We're not able to develop as a people because of the way that we're being treated here, neglected and.
Yeah, I better keep it on the low, because I might be getting dragged out of here shortly. Security might be bum-rushing through the door, mate, giving me an attitude adjustment. Even now I'm in jail, you know what I mean? So I've got to just sort of keep it, I can't go too political because I'm in a money-making machine. I'm not in government.
They're all talking today about trying to lower the gap between the morbidity rate of Aboriginal people, the life expectancy, you know, and if they're really fair income, the system out there who want to really do something about that change, well, they've got to listen to what we're saying here, brother. You know, I don't think no one in their right mind would say that Aboriginal people haven't had a bad deal in this country, you know what I mean? It's systemic, and we're the victims of it as well, you know, and they're going to need to take a bit of the initiative here and listen to us. Why is there such a disproportionate number of Aboriginal people in the jail in this country? You know, we're a very small population, but we are a big population in jails, I understand.
Yeah, but we're all strong, though. We draw our strength through the system. You know, we band together. You know, when the old fellas come to jail, it's law that you make sure that old fellas looked after. You make sure he's got Vidox. You make sure he's got tea bags, sugars, everything. You know, that's been passed on to me from Pentridge days and strutting around in the yards, and it still stands today. And there's a certain sort of proudness inside prison. I'm saying that you have to draw it from jail, but it's just that, you know, you're an urban Aboriginal, mate. You are coming to jail because you live in a ratty area. It's you know, it doesn't matter how hard you try and escape it and try and get away from it, you're just drawn here.